ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. وَحَبَسَنِي عَنْ نَفْعِي بُعْدُ آمَالِي وَخَدَعَتْنِي الدُّنْيَا بِغُرُورِهَا وَنَفْسِي ومطالي يا سيدي فأسألك بعزتك ألا يحجب عنك دعائي سوء عملي وفعالي. Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. يا سيدي فأسألك بعزتك أن لا يحجب عنك دعائي سوء عملي وفعالي. O my Lord, so I ask you by your might not to let my evil deeds and acts veil my supplication from you. In this regard, we had a look at the important principle of supplication, and we said there are more important aspects of the prayer sometimes we're ignorant of. That is the iqbal and turning of the Almighty Allah towards the servant. It is narrated in a tradition that Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam passed a place together with some of his disciples, where he saw a young man putting his head against the wall and swearing Allah by his might to fulfill his request. Imam alayhi salam stated his request would be accepted because of such swearing. So there are some requisites, there are some etiquettes of supplication we've been recommended throughout the words of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. And among one of those conditions for the acceptance of prayer is abstinence from the sins and repenting of them. That is why we can question, we can say, how can a person attain the state of turning toward Allah, which is the essence of supplication as we explained earlier, when he's indulged in disobeying Allah? Because the nature of disobedience is turning away from his command, turning away from the words of the Almighty Allah and whatever he has ordered, not repenting from our sins. And at the same time, we want to be turning toward him. This is a complete contradiction.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah, God, let me hear, feeling so good about all the things that we it's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Muhammad bin Muslim narrates from Imam Baqir alayhi salam, "It so happens that a person asks Allah for a need and he decides to fulfill it sooner or later. But then the person commits a sin during this time. So Allah the Exalted says to the angel, 'Do not grant his need, deprive him of it, because he has exposed himself to my wrath and deserves to be deprived by me.'" Also, it is reported that Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "One day, Prophet Musa ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alihi wasallam passed a man who was in a state of prostration. After Musa finished his work, he found him still prostrating. So he alayhi salam said, 'If your need was in my hand, I would have surely granted it to you.' At this, Allah revealed to him, 'O Musa, even if he were to prostrate to the extent that his head is separated from his body, I will not accept his prayer unless he turns away from what I dislike to what I like.'" And this is really important to be considered. Surely the compassionate Lord has the power to hinder the bad effects and open the new doors to his servant. And that is why Imam Ali alayhi salam is calling out to his Lord saying, "Ya Sayyidi, fa'as'aluka bi'izzatika an la yahjuba 'anka du'a'i su'u 'amali wa fi'ali." Oh my Lord, I ask you by your might not to let my evil deeds, not to let my evil acts veil my supplication from you. Because I know you are the all-powerful. I know you have got the power to hinder these effects. You have got the power to open new doors to your servants. You are the one who prevented the fire from burning Abraham. And you are the one who prevented the knife from cutting the throat of Ismail." So, in short, the reality of dua and supplication is lying in the turning of the heart to Almighty Allah. So if the heart becomes occupied with other than Allah, of the worldly distractions, then the supplicant has not been able to actualize the reality of prayer. A divine narration says, "O Musa, call me with a pure heart and a truthful tongue." So even if your heart is not pure at the moment, you need to try and attempt to purify your soul, the beginning of which is to repent from our sins. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us throughout these later episodes. We were discussing this part of the Kumayyah supplication. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I wish to be close, close to you.